Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 73rd Venice Film Festival, and this year Fred is the official online radio station of the Venice Film Festival. And we're very pleased to be joined by Bill Morrison, director of Dawson City, Frozen Time. Thanks very much for joining us.
Glad to be here, thanks.
So where do we start with this film? First of all, how did the kind of concept, where did this concept come from?
I guess this is a story that had been in the ether, since I've been in art school. The discovery was made in 78. It was a sort of a well-known news story among archival film aficionados. I have realized since I started making the film that people who are younger than me had never heard of the story, whereas people that from archival film world who are older than me were familiar with it. So perhaps it was one of these stories that was in danger of getting forgotten. At any rate, it was something that I had probably heard about in the long ago as the 1980s and or early 90s, and had kind of kept in my back pocket as a subject matter for a film I'd like to explore, especially if I could use the film itself to tell the story, as I've done before, and sort of using this metaphorical use of the footage. And a few summers ago, I was asked to present some of my work in Ottawa, and the presenter said, by the way, I work at the Library and Archives Canada, a gentleman named Paul Gordon, who does the digital scanning there. He said, if you want to work with anything in our collection, I could be your conduit. And that's very important to have when you're working with any archive, is somebody on the inside. And so I said, well, you have the Dawson City collection. He said, of course. And not only that, we're bringing in a new 4K scanner in January, and we'll have the capacity to scan everything from 35 millimeter nitrate to 4K. And so I said, well, this is a moment for me to finally make this Dawson City film.
Well, in terms of actually telling the story of Dawson City, you during the film you use footage from narrative films, not only just photography of the time. So that's a creative process that's very fascinating. Would you like to tell us a little more about it?
Yeah, I mean, it would make sense because the collection that was unearthed after being buried in the permafrost for 49 years included 134 newsreels and probably 200 and some narrative films. And so we scanned each of them for however they could tell the story. You know, we looked for plot points that were in the story that were then, we found within the footage, and started to cull those out and make bins for them and categories that would better tell the story with using both the narrative film and the newsreel footage. I found both of them really compelling, though of course the silent filmmaking is almost it's an archaic way of telling a story now. So in a sense, I'm taking it out of its context where it was used to tell the original story, to tell a different story.
Right, and also you tell your story almost in a silent film way.
Yeah.
You know, and by doing so, it's quite a challenge to do so. Of course, the music becomes also very important.
The music plays by Alex Summers, who was the composer who worked on this. He played an enormous role in telling the narrative. But, of course, this is a silent film collection. It's a collection that was buried because it was silent, because it didn't have any value as a talkie. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it was justified to tell the story in the style of a silent film. There's an enormous amount of text to read, but I feel like that puts you in the sort of meditative headspace that viewers of silent films had.
Fantastic. Well, look, I think that's all the time that we have, but it was a fantastic film. Thanks very much for joining us and talking to us about it.
And we'll be screening at the London Film Festival October 6th and 7th. Try to catch us there.
Wonderful. Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.